We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And in the studio, as always, sick but still here, the professor himself, Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then we have Robux. What the hell are you?
I'm just me.
The
fastest rambler in Roebuck owner, Tim Greer.
Hey, everybody.
Nice intro. I like that.
Thank you.
Did you take you a long time to put that together?
Well, you know, I've been practicing.
I feel like mama right now. We got company, and that's how you come out.
I'm sorry.
You think about what you did, and next time you better do it better. You're lucky we're going to do this nine more times, or seven more times.
Yeah,
seven more times.
You can do it nine more times.
We do have some very special guests in the studio, and I'm not talking about a call-in guest. These boys drove all the way from Saluda, South Carolina, and Lexington, South Carolina, which is, if you don't have a map in front of you, these boys drove a couple hours at least to come be on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
I know where Lexington is.
We know the story. We know, and no, it's not going to be told on the radio. Just like the Charleston story, and Toccoa.
And every other story.
And easily. Okay, we're never going to tell a Richard story on the radio.
Don't forget about Belton.
Oh, Lord. Belton still hasn't forgot about that.
That's right.
So, we've got Chad from Chad's Custom Dreams. Now, Chad is a car builder. And there's a lot of car builders. This guy built the car. And I love, you know me, I love playing the name game with cars. That's kind of my thing. He calls it brutally sexy.
Strong.
You got to have a bad ride when you start calling something brutally sexy. And this thing is, like, I was reading the spec sheet on this thing. I felt like I was reading the spec sheet for a custom cruise ship or something. 25 feet of this and 400 something and 91 inches. Like, goodness gracious alive. And this started with a 36 Chevrolet sedan that he built this thing. And we'll get into more of this here in a little bit. But, like, you guys definitely need to stay tuned. This truck has been seen everywhere, and you might even see it on a Hot Wheels package one day.
That's a bad ride.
That is a bad mofo, is the best way I could say it.
There you go. That's about the best way.
And then, all the way from Lexington, South Carolina, the man that I will step on a limb and probably say, has the world's fastest 58 Corvette.
I don't know. About
in South Carolina.
Oh, that might be possible.
In Lexington, South Carolina.
In Lexington, South Carolina, for sure.
There just don't come fastest, to Roebuck.
Oh, Lord. That Rambler won't sum up you.
At least on his own street.
That's right.
He's got the fastest 58 Corvette in West Lexington.
That's right.
Yeah, West Lexington.
We got Rob. And I actually got to meet Rob. And Rob's here. And Rob, now, this is the thing. You got gassers like Tim's that are ramblers. Yeah. And then you got gassers like Rob's that are gorgeous 58 Corvettes. This thing's a glam rod.
Yeah. Let's talk about your gasser.
Okay. Listen. You know what? We didn't have to go there. All right.
Okay.
All right. So my pretend gasser has more paint on it than your real gasser. Okay. So
you're exactly right.
Just hush. But this guy has got the most gorgeous 58 Corvette you've ever laid eyes on. This thing is jet black, straight as an arrow, chrome straight axle, metal flake top. Literally, I was sitting in the tower at Ware Shoals Dragway thinking goodness on all things holy that I was sitting down, if you catch my drift. That thing was bad news, kids. Like, it rolled up. And the chick that was working the tower with me, I'm like, I'm going to get a sexual harassment suit put against me because of this Corvette. I know it. Because this thing, it definitely wasn't her. It was it. That thing was bad news, man. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm just saying. I know it got a little awkward there, but it's worth it. You know, just stick with me. I'll pull it in. You know, yeah. I'll bring it all together. But no, this Corvette's absolutely gorgeous. We'll post pictures of it on the Hot Rods and Happy Hour page because it is absolutely, and I love the name, the Gatekeeper. Like, it's intriguing, you know? It's like one of them things. It's like brutally sexy. It's going to beat you up, and it's sexy. But the Gatekeeper, like, that's like, you know what I mean? That's one of them things that brings you in there, you know? That's a good one. That's what I love about the Gassers, is the names.
Yeah. They're all catchy, a lot of them.
Bonafide.
Bonafide.
I started naming the Wheelbilly, but I didn't.
The Wheelbilly. Yeah. I like that, too, though.
Yeah. One of yours, the Wheelbilly.
The Wheelbilly. No, I want to put the Wheeler Dealer on mine. Now, for some reason, that's my
that fits
like,
you.
That's my pretend Gasser name. Like in my head, my altered 65 Falcon Gasser will be called the Wheeler Dealer in Blue Metal Flake. I can see it. But I might get sued by Discovery Channel, but you know what I'm saying.
You know that fantasy football thing?
Yeah. My fantasy gasser is bad news, kids. You know what I'm saying. But I'd have to see. The thing is, though, I was raised right. I couldn't have a Ford motor in my gasser.
You're exactly right.
I would have to have me some Chevrolet ponies in that thing. You know what I'm saying? Like mine would be Ford Tough with Chevy stuff all the way. I'd be that guy. Just saying. But anyway, speaking of gassers,
what you want to talk about?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I rode, Professor.
I saw that.
Oh, no. You haven't seen the good video.
Oh.
No. It drops Monday. Okay. So I'm going to tell you something. We had Chris Dunn, driver of the Boogeyman.
How'd that go?
I would love to tell you good. There's a GoFundMe set up right now for my chiropractor bills. Okay. Listen. I'm going to tell you something. So this was how it went. Okay. It was supposed to be clean and simple. You know, and I hate to ruin the surprise for you, but this was supposed to be kind of like, we're going to do a hella burnout, we're going to take off, and we're just going to kind of roll through the gears, speed the film up if we need to, made a cool pass. And we were told that, per track officials. Well, you know, you got to think about it. I'm sitting here talking to Chris, and Chris is like, you know, I've never been down this track before, which that didn't make me feel any better about it. I told him, I need to make a test pass, and I'm like, you know, don't slow down because of me, you know, ain't scared, you know, whatever, kind of, you know. So he does his burnout, backs back into the lights. He goes, you sure? I said, let it go. I got it. That was where I messed up. So not only did we leave, wheels up, straight up in the air. We grab second, my neck goes back. We grab third, my neck goes back. And then I look over, and out of the corner of my left eye, I see him jerking the wheel and the wall going closer and closer on my side. Wheels come down, car jerks violently, ass end comes over, we go through the lights.
Like floating on your grandma's couch.
Not really. Maybe your grandma's couch going off a damn cliff, but literally, I want to tell you something. The seats in that thing are covered in Zodiac vinyl. My butt was clenched to those things. I didn't need belts. I was suctioned down on that thing. It scared me to death. And I mean, I've rode in some fast cars. Hell, I've rode with Richard before. The end. I've rode in some fast cars. And that right there was a wild ride. And I'm talking about, you know, he didn't give me no Mickey Mouse pass. Like he said, he was in it to win it. And he said, I reckon that extra 200 pounds might have threw me off a little bit. Like, duh, you didn't think about that maybe before we did it? You know what I'm saying? But Chris did. I mean, it was fun once I figured out I didn't die. And it was like, is this the afterlife? It looks a lot like Where Shows. But you know what I'm saying? Heaven sure does look a lot like Where Shows. There's that Corvette. It may be heaven. Nope. It's Where Shows. But it was a wonderful pass. And it was fun. But I'm going to tell you something. Like, literally, I'm thinking about halfway through this, your life starts passing before you over your mind. And I'm thinking, did I tell my mama I love her? Maybe I didn't. And then, boom, through the lights. You know? I loved it. I tell you what I hate.
What's that?
Commercial breaks.
Oh, yeah. Just when you was getting started.
I mean, just get going good and the guy stop. Guys, let's pay some bills. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? And welcome to both of our guests.
That's what I'm saying. Welcome. And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone? I want to give a shout-out to Barry Wright. He's a local chassis builder up in Gaffney, South Carolina. He had a heart attack last night, so everybody keep him and his family in your prayers, please.
Definitely keep Barry in your thoughts and prayers. That's you know, ticker.
Yeah.
Get you right there in the ticker. That's bad.
Every time. Very, very known.
He's very well known. Dirt track. Yeah. I mean, he's
a model chassis builder. Yeah. And dirt then, track, not
And then,
dirt,
of course, we have track, the driver of the world's fastest Rambler and Roebuck, Tim Greer.
And I'm always here.
He is on time. You're early, usually. That's the thing.
On time tonight.
You're punk.
Oh, yeah. I was at the restaurant.
Well, actually, no, he was at the restaurant.
30 minutes early.
Oh, if we're eating, he's definitely on time.
Doing a remote.
Well, when you drive a Chrysler, you leave a little earlier because you might not make it, so you got to plan ahead. And then, of course, we got some very, very, very special guests. And we got Chad Martin from Chad's Custom Dreams. Chad builds some pretty badass custom rides, including Brutally Sexy, which we're going to talk about here in a little bit. And then, what's your name again? I love it. What was your last name?
Tansy.
That's right. You couldn't write it. I was trying to read it on the form. And then,
I'm the guy that you couldn't read.
Did you write this with your foot? I mean, how'd you do this? Were you driving the car when you filled this out? And then, of course, we got Rob Tansy, the driver of the Gatekeeper 58 Corvette Gasser, who witnessed me firsthand almost die at the Wareshoal Dragway.
I did.
Almost. Keyword almost.
I almost Googled Brutally Sexy, but then I was just like, nah, that's probably not a good
idea.
That's
not a safe bet.
Everyone do not Google Brutally Sexy.
That's not worth the Google.
I have a feeling I'm going to end up some place I've seen before.
That's after hours for you, Richard.
Professor, we're on the clock, Professor. Okay, bring it in.
Add the word truck to the end, you'll be all right. Maybe. Yeah.
Brutally Sexy.
Truck.
Throw that in there.
I do have to apologize
did
for jumping in.
You Googled it.
I Googled it, and the first two is a video game. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
I'm disappointed.
Hit images.
I'm disappointed in the internet now.
Hit images, see what you say.
We can't say that on the radio.
See what you see?
I've took FCC training, okay? I know what we...
It's all screenshots of the video game.
Really? What in the heck is wrong with the internet?
We got to give Google a call.
I want to see something good, you know? Did you type that in right?
We're going to give Google a call.
We did. And of course, it's a video game, so now you're probably playing it or something, damn millennials. Yeah. Anyway, look at it. It ain't Pokemon, so we know it's safe, you know? But anyway... plays those games. Every night he plays video games. He'll sit over and play video games. He'll go over and play Pac-Man or whatever. I thought it was an iPhone. It must be Atari or something. I don't know. But anyway. But, you know, so we got these really cool guests in the studio. And this is the thing. We've got the SEMA show coming up.
Right.
And Chad and Rob Tansy, don't ask them to spell it for you. Tell them, just tell me.
That's right.
Just speak it out.
Speak it out.
He said, hell, just pronounce it just like I spell it. How can I say that? Is that a T or a question mark? What is... So I thought you was like Prince or something. I thought you had signs for your name. I didn't know what it was.
Well, that's why I take Shauna with me.
Yeah, exactly.
She's my public relations.
You need her. We need Shauna there.
Yeah. You have to get a business card.
Yeah, just staple it to it. That's all you need to do.
That's a good idea.
But so Chad Martin and Rob Tansy are going to bring Brutally Sexy back to SEMA. This is its second time at SEMA.
Right.
So where, and unless you've been living under a rock, SEMA is the largest automotive trade show in the world.
Great.
And, you know, of course, it's right there in one of my favorite towns, Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. Las Vegas is that town that, like, if Rob Pitts was a place, it would be that. Because it's kind of like a tourist trap.
That doesn't quite sound as quite as good.
You see what I'm getting at? It is, though. It is. Like, everything, you know what I mean? Like it's like, I can't say all the reasons, but that's one big reason. I mean, I just thought about charging a cover charge at a funeral, okay? I mean, you see where I'm getting at. That's Vegas. That's how it works, you know? Like, you know, hey, you want to walk in here and see the casino? It's $5. You know, I mean, it's just everything's $5. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, oh, you look at their cheeseburger? It's $80. Huh? Really? Anyway, Patrick, you got married. You got a wedding ring on.
Finally. 4 months ago.
Now Richard can't say it.
I told you.
So, do you feel like a man now?
I mean, I always felt like a man. I don't know.
Well, I mean, why you still don't look like one, but I'm just saying, you feel like
how do
one?
How do I now look like a man right now?
I don't know. You're kind of like Pat.
Big Al.
From Saturday Night Live. You know? I'm not really quite sure what you are, you know? But, I mean, you're not. You're a good person.
Thank you, I guess.
Anyway.
At least I'm a good person in your eyes.
You are. That's saying a lot.
I think that's saying little.
Okay. Listen. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be nice. You got married. I'm trying to congratulate you on
thank
getting
you.
Married. I've got my weird way of showing my feelings, and I'm trying to be nice.
Okay.
I'm trying to be nice. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm excited. I remember the first time I got married. And it was exciting.
How long did that last?
We don't have to get into details, okay?
I'm just trying to break your record. That's all I'm trying to do here.
It ain't going to be that hard, Evil. Okay. You know, I'm just saying. I mean, literally, like, the ink was still damp on the marriage license. But you know what I mean. Getting married. That's a good thing. I'm proud of you. Proud of you.
Only one clapping.
Yeah, because they're all married. They know.
We were just talking about a funeral.
I'm not married. So you know what? I can get away with it. I can say that because I know what it is. Like, I've been there, and I came back.
I'm proud of you, too, but I already told you that, like, 75 times over the last year or so. But congratulations.
You didn't even invite the professor to the wedding.
Well, he did, actually, but then he uninvited me and said I couldn't come.
It kind of don't count anymore.
Then he eloped that next weekend.
So, I live. Pat, how do you feel about Toyota FJ Cruisers, guys?
Do you even know what they are?
It's like the little Barbie Jeep thing, but full size.
Yeah.
You know what FJ stands for?
No, please enlighten us.
Patrick drives one.
Oh.
It's female Jeep.
Oh.
I love
and
it.
All of a sudden, it's commercial time.
all of a sudden, you see hands going up. No. We say that about 3 times a week, so everybody knows what a female Jeep is. Actually, Patrick, somebody mentioned you in one of my YouTube videos. They did. They want to know if you're like, you were like a real character or like a real person, or we just made it up. So I told them, I say it's very real, very real. Guys, we got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour here your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have our Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Boise, Idaho.
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then we have the driver, the man, the myth, the legend. And he drives a Rambler, Tim Greer.
I have found it, don't matter what I say, you're going to make fun of it.
You're catching on.
That's right.
You know what? The Rambler may not be too quick, but you're a fast learner.
That's right.
I got it.
The quick joke.
And then, I was having a Jerry Reed moment there for a second. Not Jerry Reed, but Mel Tillis. Anyway, and in the studio, we've got Chad Martin from Chad's Custom Dreams. And Chad has built a SEMA show truck. We started with a car, but now we have a truck.
Right.
Called Brutally Sexy.
Exactly.
And then we have his buddy, Rob Tanzini. Right? Tanzi.
There we go.
Tanzi. Gotcha.
Tanzini. In Vegas.
Vegas.
That's my Vegas name.
And these guys are bringing Brutally Sexy to Vegas. Exactly. Maybe you should have Googled that. It would have pulled up a video game. Brutally Sexy in Vegas.
It's about time someone does it.
Yeah.
Does what?
I don't think you need to put in Vegas.
Brings
brutally sexy
to Vegas.
He's bringing Brutally Sexy back. Somebody called Justin Timberlake. No.
You haven't seen Chad dance yet.
We need to see
That's right.
We need to see this kind of stuff. So, all right.
We might Google that.
We're talking about Brutally Sexy. Brutally Sexy started out as a 1936 Chevrolet two-door sedan.
A four-door.
A real sedan. Not a two-door sedan, but a four-door sedan.
Right.
A real sedan. All right. So a 36 Chevrolet four-door. You found this car. Was it a family member's car? Or how did you find this?
Actually, a guy in Columbia, South Carolina, bought it. It was a guy I've been dealing with. He's an airplane pilot. He bought it from a guy that found it in North Carolina, and it was a lady's car. So...
Was it in good shape?
It was in decent shape. It still had original paint on it.
Well, you got to think about it. That car was framed in wood.
The whole thing was wood on the inside.
Exactly.
We had to start there by reconstructing the whole thing. So everything's made out of metal now.
So did you have a vision when you saw this?
I did. Actually, in 1999, I dreamed this truck up.
You had a premonition.
Right.
I'm breaking out some vocab words on you now. So you dreamed this truck up. Now, when did we get the car?
I didn't get the car till probably 2013 or 14.
So we're talking 14 years earlier.
Oh, yeah. And before I even knew
you had it in your head.
Before I even knew I could paint.
Before you had the idea to build this monster.
Right.
And when I say monster, this thing's huge. This thing is like the Godzilla of hot rods.
Thing is, I just looked it up, like for real.
It is bad
news. Thing's wild.
It is bad news bears. And like literally, it's worth the Google. I know we were joking about it, but it is when you get the truck on there.
Yeah, make sure you add 36 Chevy truck.
That thing is killer. And you started, type in 1936, Google 1936 Chevrolet.
Right.
That is the most unbecoming vehicle ever. Like, it's like every car in a Dick Tracy cartoon is a 36 Chevrolet four-door.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying. And then, look at Brutally Sexy, and he made that. That's insane.
I wanted to make the whole thing from scratch, but that was just when you start a business, you got to learn that you got to find an easier way to do it here and there, but actually I was about to say, keep in mind,
the only parts of it that are actually 36 unmolested Chevrolet is the glove box door and the headlight buckets.
That's it.
That's insane.
The headlight door, or the headlight, the glove box door, and the headlight buckets.
Where's the rest of the car at?
And what'd you do with the rest of that thing?
A 36 Chevrolet truck now.
Yeah. Now, what did you? So you started with the Chevrolet car, and then what progressed it into everything else? Is it parts off of other things, or is it just handmade?
Or was it like, what made you want to build a diesel-powered hot rod? Because you built this thing in 2013. So this was before.
No, I dreamed it up. At that time, it was going to have a 454 back in 1999.
Right.
Then it's so much diesel stuff out now, I just figured it'd be a good time to put something like that in it and hide it. Like, it ain't got no cow induction hood or nothing. That is all tucked under the hood.
Well, this is something else you got to think about, too. You know, when you start trying to hide stuff like this... And hiding a 5.9 Cummins is not the easiest thing to do.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's not easy at all. I mean, it flows, it works. This ain't like, don't get me wrong, and I love Steve Darnell, Vegas Rat Rods, but like he builds a diesel truck, and from 2 miles away, you know it's a diesel truck because it's hanging out of it. That's why. That ain't Brutally Sexy. That's just brutal.
Right.
This is Brutally Sexy. Exactly. I feel like Eddie Murphy in Coming to America. Sex with Chocolate. Brutally Sexy.
You got to throw in white chocolate.
White chocolate.
Yeah.
I just love how it flows.
It does. Brutally Sexy. It is. That thing is gorgeous.
It is absolutely.
I almost had a wreck on the way here because I was looking at it going down the road.
So how much of the car is left in the truck?
Pretty much around the windows, the window areas.
Yeah.
The outside door skin of the front door, Everything else is
yes.
It's really
we kind of got rid of everything else.
You could have started.
So, but you widened the window. The windshield's widened.
Yeah, actually, right down the middle, I cut it and widened the whole thing a foot. After I made it into a truck cab,
yep.
Then I cut it down the middle and made it widened it a foot.
That thing is insane. I mean, I just keep looking at it.
Even the green.
I love the paint scheme.
So now, was this a custom mixed color?
It is. It's got five different pearls in it.
So, you know, most people are kind of pimped when they got one pearl.
Right.
Well, you got five pearls.
Five different types of pearls.
You got pearl fighting pearl in there.
And every you put it under any different kind of light, every light you put it under is a different green.
I mean, that is insane. Tim, you the man.
Do not forget the Hot Rod Tour. We got to get everybody to vote on this thing.
So, you know, while I got you guys' attention, we're talking about Brutally Sexy. And I'll be honest with you, when you see Brutally Sexy, it's going to stick out. You're going to remember. It's going to haunt your dreams is what it's going to do. All right.
You can go to Motor Trend Hot Wheels and pull up the Charlotte show, and it gives you a whole rundown on the truck and everything. You have to watch the whole little
And we're just hitting the highlights of it. But this thing is insane.
It shows it running too, running and driving. So it does run and drive.
On air ride?
You got 24s on this thing.
Yeah, that's 24-inch semi-wheels and lays frame.
See, I always knew you was a mini trucker. That's how I knew you was a mini trucker. Because no one in their right mind says lays frame but a mini trucker.
That's right.
That's how they work. That's their thing. Lower's better.
That's right.
It just depends.
It just depends on the style.
It is. This thing.
But to lay something on 24-inch semi-wheels and lay frame, that just, you know.
That is sexy.
But what's crazy, the 24s with that truck almost looks like.
But it's in proportion. You know,
it's
right?
Proportion. Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
It's proportion.
That's the way I built the whole truck.
If you would have went.
Make sure it looked proportional. It looked like it could have been built back in 36.
Yeah. It is sharp.
They didn't make nothing like this in 36. They didn't.
If so, it would probably be the hottest selling car.
The headlight buckets were made in 36. That's the only part.
If you think about this, that's the world's oldest El Camino.
It is the world's oldest.
And it's a crew cab El Camino.
It's a crew cab. And that's ultra rare.
Yeah, that's right. That's a collector's item.
That's a collector's item.
That's almost as bad as the Rambler.
So now tell us about this Hot Wheels thing and the voting thing we were talking about.
Oh, well, I don't know about the voting deal really, other than just going on.
Tim was telling us.
Well, you go on there and I guess the more clicks or the more comments that you have is going to bring more attention to the car, the truck.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't think attention is going to really be a hard thing for this thing to get. This thing.
If anybody sees it, they're going to comment on it.
I promise you.
We just want to bring it.
Pull up to a gas station with it, what do they say? You're not going to get. This is the one vehicle. Okay, I've been driving old cars 2/3 of my life. You pull up to a gas station, and everybody walks up to me, and the best one ever is I got a 65 Malibu SS, and no matter where I drive that car. Somebody had one just like it, and their brother wrecked it. Every one of them. Every 65 Malibu other than mine, they were all blue, and their brother wrecked them every time. Yours it was the fastest thing in town.
Yours have probably got a salvage title.
It may. It's possible. But you see where I'm getting at. So do you get somebody comes up to you and says, my uncle had one just like that. Ain't nobody. They're lying to you. They're lying to you.
I usually can't walk away from the truck. When I go to shows and stuff, like people, it does get a lot of attention, and people just are blown away with what, you know, they're like, what is it? What's going on here?
That's the first thing I did
have a couple people ask, is that a truck out of Canada? Is this a Diamond T truck? Where I started, but I didn't start there.
Let's take a commercial break. We're going to talk a little more about Brutally Sexy right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on to everybody in Austin, Texas?
I'm telling you.
Austin, Texas.
Traveling the world today.
We're
traveling the southern part of the United States.
All right. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man with the plan. The Rambler. That's what you should have called it, the Rambling Rambler.
They wrote songs about the Rambler, man.
The Marshall Tucker Band didn't write a song about Rambler.
Where are they from?
They happen to be from Spartanburg, which is a town near Roebuck. That's in Spartanburg County, I will say that.
Exactly.
We got Tim Greer in the studio.
I want to give a shout out to Where Shoals Drag Strip for an awesome show this last weekend.
That was a phenomenal time.
Yes, it was.
That was a phenomenal time. I had a blast. Almost died, but I had a good time while I was doing it. All but the dying part, I was happy. And then, of course, we got special guests in the studio. We got special guests in the studio. We got Rob Tanzi.
He got it right.
About 4 seconds. Right, yeah. Got it right. Woo! And we got Chad Martin from Custom Dreams. Chad Martin is telling us about Brutally Sexy. I love saying Brutally Sexy. One more time. Brutally Sexy. He's telling us about this 1936 Chevrolet sedan that he started with and built a custom truck from hell out of. And this thing's absolutely gorgeous, though. I mean, like, green. And he's telling us about the pearls in this thing. And I want you to explain to the listeners, though, like, what you were telling me about this zucchini pearl you put in that thing.
I like the zucchini
pearl. It's them old zucchini pearls. You didn't know nothing about that, Rob.
Yeah, explain that to us, man.
See,
pigtail pearls.
You can, exactly. Them old pigtail curl pearls. Hey, you know them too.
It's just the green has five different pearls, and there's one called Zorelic Pearl, which is like a curly cue.
I know what that is. I think my uncle had that.
I think he got a peel for it.
Yeah, I'm not.
You get them down at Piggly Wiggly.
You don't. Yeah. You got to go to the CVS, dummy.
Oh, that's right.
That Piggly Wiggly ain't got no pharmacy, dummy. Anyway, so you got the Zyrtec Pearl. That's for your heartburn.
That's right.
That pearl looks damn good. It gives you heartburn. That's good stuff.
But that's the most unique pearl, and the FX pearl, which is just a bigger pearl. And then I got the regular size pearls, but it's like a lot of green and gold pearls. And all together, you would think it may make a muddy color, but actually that's what come out on my truck. I actually made it, put it together, and to 1 gallon of paint, there's probably almost a quart of pearl in the bottom of that can.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy. I tell you, I got a funny story about Pearl. We used to have a guy. He actually lived in Spartanburg, which is even funny.
Really?
He lived in Roebuck.
This ain't a pearl necklace joke.
No, it's not. No, no, no. We had a guy that lived in Roebuck, South Carolina.
You're going to be talking about my sister.
You know, it's a guy, okay? I hope it wasn't your sister. Anyway, he had a 69 Camaro and used to come to car shows. This one was a kid. I was a little kid. I wasn't even old enough to make fun of somebody like this, but now I am, so I go back and think about it, and I make fun of him. But this old guy, and he had a slick old 69 Camaro, and he had a ton of blue pearl in it. It was a dark blue, and it glowed. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But he had a hair lip. So he was from Roebuck, South Carolina, and his car had blue pearl. And he would tell me, he goes, "Man, I think I got a load of blue pearl in it." I'm like, "What? Blooper. What? Blooper." And I just, every time I hear Pearl, I think about him. I think about the car show at Sugar Tit, South Carolina.
And he just happened to be from Roebuck.
And he happened to be from Roebuck with a 69 Camaro that was painted.
You better be glad. You better be glad nobody over has got a radio. That's all I'm
saying. That ain't is it?
That's it. We're off the air.
It might be. What was his last name?
Greer?
I'm pretty sure. I'm 99% sure he's a Greer. That's right. I'm just saying. Y'all look a lot.
I know that guy.
You never have a Camaro, did you?
No.
See, Pearl Force.
What was you driving before the Rambler?
Before the Rambler.
He said I had a slick blue 69 Camaro.
I had an Express Honda moped. And still got it.
No.
That was actually my first vehicle.
Really?
Yes, sir.
A Honda Express.
Yes, sir.
Is that the one?
Fastest moped in Roebuck.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of competition for that Roebuck.
You take the muffler and the air cleaner off.
It's the easiest to have the fastest if you got the only one.
It's like Chad's got the world's biggest 36 Chevrolet.
Yeah.
I got the fastest crew cab Chrysler in the parking lot.
There you go.
That's right.
I got the only Chrysler in the parking lot. Or around, actually.
Yeah.
It's a Chrysler.
I mean, every time you took off, it was spinning wheels.
That's right.
It was spinning something.
Hey, when your tires ain't even 6 inches wide, you can do that.
12 inches around.
Yep.
She's a beast. She's a beast. I'm telling you. So we're talking about all this pearl. And you're a custom painter. This is what Chad's Custom Dreams is. We build hot rods.
Right.
And I mean, so you're showing out. You know, you're that guy.
I got to be a little different to stand out.
Well, exactly. You're going to show a little different stuff. But you know what? Though, 20 feet long.
No, truck.
See, though, this is the thing. Okay, I know a lot of car painters, and Tim will go with me here. Most car painters kind of like their cars in parameter.
Yeah.
And they paint beautiful cars.
That's what my other truck was for a long time.
I was about to say, I just saw you daily. It's got all the color on it, too. What's up with that? Are you new to this or something?
No.
You're supposed to have at least a primer fender on that thing.
I was getting oil changed, and somebody happened to run it into the post, so it got a custom paint job.
It got a custom
Hey. On their expense.
Geico paid for it.
That was a good excuse.
The dealership paid for that.
I don't blame you a bit. You know, it's hard to match white, so we're just going to.
That's right, yeah. You can't match white.
So we'll put some skulls on it and pearl. And some pearl. But that's the thing. You're not like a normal painter. Normal car painters, you know, you're supposed to have a car with bad paint. That's how it is. You know, it's like house builders. They live like a shack because they build houses all day. And when they get home, they don't want to mess with one. You know, they paint cars all day. But you took 2 years to build Brutally Sexy.
Right. It should have took longer than that.
Well, it should have, but you worked on it 7 days a week. Yes. 7 days a week. They made the $6 billion man in like 2 weeks. It took you 2 years to build Brutally Sexy. But I'll be honest with you, Lee Majors ain't got nothing on Brutally Sexy.
Then I think about...
Other than that laser eye thing.
You know, out of that 2 years, it had to go to interior shop for how long?
Yeah, I put it on the chassis. We had to have the chassis built, motor in it, and the cab on it. That's all he needed was the cab. So I actually had to take this over to Tennessee to Todd Kirk's Upholstery. And after we did that, I'll come back and was painting the rest of the parts. Now, yes, that is a crazy color I got going on, and I was scared to death. But I did a couple test panels and making sure that this color would match with it being painted all apart.
All the panels, yeah.
Well, that's a big thing because like you'll paint a part here, and then you paint a part here. The next thing you know, there's six shades apart. Yeah.
Exactly. So luckily, all that fell in place perfectly, so when I got the truck back, everything was painted and ready to go together.
So tell us about the interior in this thing. Like, what did you go with?
Seven cows had to die. Six brown ones. One off-white one.
Why didn't you go with the green leather? Have you ever tried to find a damn green cow? They're tricky.
Not at brown and cream.
We're
getting emails from PETA now.
Well, when you said seven cows had to die, hell, I just watched Tim eat a hamburger that I know that many cows died for.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
Well, you got to do something with the scraps, you know.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, there wasn't nothing left but hoofs and tail over there. But we've got seven hides.
Yeah, seven hides.
Seven hides. I think that's a lot, though.
It's a four-door truck, you know.
It was a four-door car.
Yeah. Boy, yeah.
And we got good tunes because I know you mini truckers, so you got to have tunes.
It does have that. It's got diamond audio.
Oh, Lord. We're going to be here another 15 minutes. We got a commercial break. Okay, just damn mini truck. You're talking about radios now. We get going nuts. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more with old Chad Martin from Chad's Custom Dreams right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here at 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.